All right, here we go. Welcome to the Death by Internet podcast, episode 31. I'm your host, Phoenix Trinidad. It is Sunday, the 22nd of March, 2020. What is going on? Are you self-isolating? Because you fucking should be. Because shit is going fucking crazy. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, it is basically me speaking to myself for about 30 or so minutes. And look, last week we talked about, like, the world is so different to what I was talking about last week. Like, last week we're talking about the coronavirus, but it wasn't in our... Nobody had even really heard of the self-isolating, social distancing thing. And now that's all anybody can talk about. And we're kind of on lockdown, you know? People are being encouraged to self-isolate and social distance. You know, just stay at home, don't spread it about. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Like, last podcast, I shouldn't say last week. I don't know, I think it's been 2 weeks since the last one. And we were just in the phase where people were just starting to panic and they were fighting over toilet paper in the Woolies aisle, which is still happening, by the way. Like, since then, like, every day there's a new video of people brawling in the toilet paper aisle over some recycled toilet paper. Not even the good shit, you know? Not even the good shit. People are... It's not even the toilet paper. They're fighting over, you know, that recycled home brand Woolies cardboard shit. Not even like the good Kleenex 3-ply. You know? Have some fucking class, people. You dirty pigs. Anyway, since then, comedy festival got shut down. Music festivals have been shut down. Everything's been shut down. People have been fired. Dude, this is fucking crazy. We're being told to fucking stay at home and shit, which I think you should be doing, you know? If you're not self-isolating right now, you're a bit of a dick, you know? We're trying to flatten the curve, people. We're trying to flatten the curve. We're trying to, you know, not kill everybody's grandmas. So just stay home, you know? Half of you, most of the thing, like, this is what I don't understand. Most of the time... If we could rewind to, like, say, 4 weeks ago, right? And you could listen to yourself. You could listen to every conversation you had, let's say, 4 weeks ago, the Tuesday 4 weeks ago. If you could rewind to then and listen to all the conversations that you had on that particular day, I bet 80% of them would just be you complaining about other people. You know? That's all anybody does. And now... When we're not allowed to be around other people, we're complaining. Yeah? This is prime time. Lean into it. Lean into it, you fucking pussies. Just fucking self-isolate. Don't talk to anyone, you know? Unless you've got a family or a partner or anything. Like, it's pretty clear that I've been by myself for about 5 days. You know? I'm going a little bit crazy. But it is necessary. I'm doing it for my country. You know? I'm self-isolating for my country, and it's fine, you know, I'm just making sure that the coronavirus doesn't win, you know, I'm self-isolating, I'm not spreading the disease around in case I've got it, you know, I'm not killing your grandma, I'm still exercising, I'm going for runs, you know, I'll subscribe to your OnlyFans, whatever you want, you know, as long as I can do it from the privacy of my own home. Speaking of which, if you're listening to this and not watching this, I have moved the podcast into my bedroom. I'm not recording from my where I normally do it with my little table and stuff. I'm actually recording this in my bedroom, sort of just standing up, like sitting on a stool. Yeah, it's a little bit weird. I'm a little bit freaked out, but I'm a little bit uncomfortable, I'll admit. You know, it's a little personal, but I'm getting personal with you guys, right? I'm opening up myself. I'm letting you into my life a little bit, because I have no other option. I don't think I have spoken to another human in about 5 days. I mean, I have. Look, I have a roommate, who doesn't talk that much, to be perfectly honest. So it's I'm already pretty isolated. And I mean, he's gone home for the weekend. So the only other person that I've... The only other people that I've interacted with have been Uber Eats drivers. And they're too scared to come into the house, you know? I tried inviting them. I was like, you want to hang out? You know? I'll share some of my schnitz with you. But no, I didn't do that. I did scare one, though, weirdly. Like, the other night I ordered Uber Eats, and it was quite dark, and, like, we have to buzz the Uber Eats drivers up to the top floor because we live on the top floor, and we've got, like, this big security door, and I don't think you can't see in when you're at the door. You can't see into the apartment, but I was just sort of standing there waiting for him, and I think you can only see once you're right at the door, you know? Like, when you're sort of walking up to it, when you're on an angle, you can't see in, but he got right up to the door, and then he must have just seen my silhouette or something through the security door, and then he made this sound. He went, and the best part is he made that sound because he was scared, but then when he made that sound, that scared me, and I made that little, like, Homer Simpson shriek, like, ah! So it's like, yeah. I don't know. It was a real human moment. I miss having those. I miss having human moments with other humans. You know? It's hard out here, all right? But I'm doing it for my country. I'm staying home. I'm not talking to people. You know? I'm still working. I'm working from home. That's why I've been leaning into this self-isolation thing. I'm working from home. I'm still exercising. And I'm doing it for my country. I'm just making sure I'm saving your lives, people. Okay? Yeah, I'm saving your lives by not being out there fucking touching surfaces and, you know, accidentally spitting in people's faces and then you touch your face and get whatever disease I've got. I don't know. I don't think I have it. If I was going to get it, I think I would have it by now, you know. It does feel like something that would happen. But, you know, if you're Australian, you should definitely be self-isolating. You don't want to end up like those fucking Italians. Dude. Bro. Fuck, Italians got fucked. Man. And they're still... They had to bring the fucking army in to make sure people aren't, like, going out and fucking spreading the disease around and shit. Yeah? They had to bring the fucking army in. Italians, what are you fucking doing? Stay the fuck home. You know? How do you not understand that at the moment? Is the president... Who's the fucking president of Italy? Is he not doing it? Is he not telling yous that all yous are fucking dying at the moment? What's going on over there? Do you not understand? Stay at the fuck home. Is that what he needs to do? Is he not making it doing it Italian enough? I'll do it for yous. Stay at the fuck home. Stay at the fuck home. Okay? That's a really bad Italian accent, which is bad because I've got Italian friends. But I don't know. They don't have accents. They're Australian Italian. You know, I'm not hanging out with their nonnas that often. And I definitely shouldn't be now because, you know, I might have the corona, might give it to someone's nonna, and then she dies. And then I've got blood on my hands. What am I going to do? You know, you've got to stay home, self-isolate for your country to save lives. You know, stay home. It's fucking fun. You don't even like people. Stay home, jerk off. Exercise, yeah. As long as we keep, you know, exercising and stay a little bit fit, you know, that's how we stop the virus. But we also, that's how we stop the government from turning us into like the those Wall-E people, you know, in Wall-E where they're all just like getting around and they just get real fat and they just like sit on those like levitating couches, just going around, yeah. They look a lot like the people that you see in Coles and stuff where they have the scooters, the mobility scooters. Dude, that's where we're all headed, you know. If we all just like stay inside and get fat, everybody's going to need one of those fucking mobility scooters. That's the next investment move, you know. Last week we had bidets. I was telling you to invest in bidets. Now, mobility scooters. Also, OnlyFans. Yeah. Pornhub. Invest in those companies. That's what this podcast is all about. I'm just, you know, just throwing out life advice here, because I've pretty much nailed it, you know. I've pretty much got this life shit together, so I'm just throwing out some stuff to you guys, trying to help you out here in these trying times. Oh, speaking of which, dude, the worst thing that I've seen ever has been that video that came out of all those celebrities singing Imagine by John Lennon, like line by line. Dude, that is the worst thing that's happened since this coronavirus started. It's the worst thing to come out of this coronavirus. You know, I thought shutting down the comedy festival was bad. This was way worse. I didn't know that they were going to do this. If you haven't seen it, it's basically Gal Gadot, who was like Wonder Woman or whatever. And she starts this video like she wants to help out, you know. So she started some massive wanky group chat and was like, hey, everyone, you know what we should do? We should sing. Like, we should sing Imagine line by line into our selfie cameras. And I'll cut it together and put it on Twitter, and everybody will love it. You know, that's how we're gonna solve it. And it is the worst thing I've ever seen. And not only because like some of the celebrities can't even sing, dude. Some of them, it's one or the other. Some of them can't sing, and the other half just put way too much effort into it. You know, doing like those long runs. Imagine all the people living, you know, some of them just went like way too overboard. That's not even the worst part about it. The worst part about that video is Gal Gadot's smug look on her face after it. Like, she starts the video and then it goes through all the celebrities line by line, and then it finishes again with Gal Gadot, because she, you know, she wants you to know that she was the one that started the whole thing, and she just has this smug look on her face, just like, yeah, that's me. I'm Gal Gadot. I'm Wonder Woman. I just fixed it, didn't I? I just made your day. Didn't I just make your day? I'm Wonder Woman. I just solved the coronavirus. Yeah, you can hear it. That fucking self-satisfied sigh. That, yeah, that's right. You poor, poor people. I mean, we live in fucking mansions and we have to self-isolate in our mansions. But what we're going to do is we're going to throw you a bone. We're going to sing for you. Yeah, we did it, didn't we? We solved it. We just made your day.
Jesus, kill yourself.
That is the worst video I've ever seen. Especially, like, this come out of... Like, dude, I saw this other video, right? On Twitter or on Reddit or something. It was like this nurse and he was just showing what it's like to be in a hospital right now in Italy. He's like, he's going through the ward and there's just beds everywhere. Just beds, beds, beds. And just people with like masks on. People in hazmat suits walking around. And it's like just eerie. It's so scary. And there's like these all these machines in the background and they're just doing that beep, beep, beep. And they're all synced up. It's like a weird horror movie. And that video is like, the horror of that video is nothing compared to the celebrity singing Imagine. Oh my God. I almost ended it as soon as I saw it. I mean, I watched it like 20 times, but every time I was like, this might be it. This might be the straw that broke the camel's back. I think I'm going to stop the self-isolation. I'm going to go out and murder a bunch of people and then myself, because that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Jesus. Anyway. But yeah, look, it's weird. It's a weird time. But, I mean, it's a good time for people like me that have a podcast where I just talk to myself. You know? You all thought that I was fucking weird for starting this. Well, look who's laughing now. Look, I've got a skill set that I can utilize in self-isolation. I can talk into a fucking microphone for like 30 minutes or so. And, you know, I can put it out there. This is how I prefer to talk to people anyway, you know? I was thinking the other day, like, if everybody self-isolates, like, what that's going to do to our communication skills, you know? Like, we already... I reckon people are already kind of bad at talking to each other because a lot of people have gotten used to the way that we communicate online. Like, we're really short. And I think people have lost that conversation skill, you know?
And I think it's just going to get worse if everybody's inside and just texting each other and stuff. And I don't really like text communication. Like, I'm pretty good with writing and stuff. So I know if I want to say something, if I want to come across sarcastic or like ironic or something, I know exactly how to phrase it and write it in writing. Like, especially given the context of the conversation. But then, you know, you send that message, but then it still depends on the person that's receiving it, how they're going to take it, you know? And most people are just fucking dummies. You know, I've constructed this perfect ironic, sarcastic sentence, and then you know, it's gonna get read by some dude that, you know, only read The Hungry Hungry Caterpillar. Like, you're relying, when you communicate through text, you're relying on somebody's fucking reading skills, and we all know how bad people are at that shit. So anyway. But then some of those people, they're good in a conversation, like a person-to-person conversation. But if everybody's self-isolating, then we might lose that skill, you know? That being said, this is how I prefer all my conversations to go from now on, you know? I just get to speak and there's no feedback. I just put it out there and then you can choose to respond or not. It's just, you know, it's just important that I got my half of the conversation across without you interrupting my fucking sentences. I think that's how most people want their conversations to go. Most people just want them to speak, and then you just fucking sit there and listen. You know, I've noticed that, and that's, you know, that's how most conversations might end up being in the future, especially if we're only yeah. I think we're just fucked, really. I can't see this going anywhere good. Actually, I can. Look, I think this coronavirus thing has pretty much put into perspective how much useless shit we do, you know? Like, how much time we fucking waste. Like, I've been working from home. You know, shout out to my work, who, like, since Wednesday, I've been working from home. And it's so much better, you know? Because, like, honestly... If you're lucky enough to work in an office like me, like, how much do you really need to speak to your coworkers about work shit, you know? I love my coworkers because, like, it's generally a good crew, you know? But most of our conversations are just shit-talking, yeah? We're just bullying each other and fucking talking a bunch of shit. And about, I'd say maybe 8% of it is actually work-related talk. And most of that work-related talk could be done in a fucking email, you know? And which is what is happening now. Because I'm a video editor, right? So I can just, like, sit there, plug away at my shit. But if you're in something else, like, it works out for people like me, you know? They can just do whatever, just sit at a computer. And I don't have to really talk to anyone that much. And it makes me more efficient, I think. I think it's good. I think it's good in terms of efficiency. I guess we won't really know until we get back. But, like, I've got a fucking foos table at work, and that takes up a lot of time. Yeah. So I think this is better for the economy. People that can work from home are working from home. And shout out to everybody that can't work from home and that's getting absolutely fucked at the moment. Yeah. This is why we need, like, a universal basic income. That's what this coronavirus is. Like, when this is all over, I think it's going to be really hard to invest in the shit that we found out was useless during this fucking self-isolation period, you know? Anyway. This feels weirdly political. I don't do politics. I don't know shit. You're not on here to listen to me talk about politics. I don't know why you're on here, but look. Let's talk about something else, you know. What else has been going on? Kanye West is over, apparently. That was trending last night. Kanye West is over party. # Kanye West is over party. Oh my God, Kanye West is over party. If you didn't know what that was about, that just goes back to the whole Taylor Swift thing. Like, Kanye and Taylor have had a tumultuous relationship over the years. It started back at the VMAs when Taylor won the award for Best Music Video. And then Kanye decided that, you know, rightly so, that he should storm the stage and inform everybody that it wasn't actually Taylor that had the best video music video that year. It was actually Beyonce. Her single Ladies video was actually the best video of all time. And, you know, everybody took Taylor's side on that, which is, you know, pretty fair. Bit of a dick move by Kanye, but that's Kanye, you know? And I'm not going to defend Kanye. This is not a whole Kanye defensive rant. It is, but look, my point is, anyway, I'll go through the history. That VMAs thing happened, right? And then, what happened after that? Kanye made a song called Famous, where he said something along the lines of, I made that bitch famous, referring to Taylor. And also, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex, you know? And obviously, Taylor Swift's fans were very upset about that, which is fine, you know? But, and like after that, Taylor, you know, won some other award and accepted the award, and in her acceptance speech she said something along the lines of never let a man take credit for your success or some shit, which is obviously, she didn't name Kanye, but she was obviously referring to Kanye. And then after that, you know, Kanye was getting a lot of flack for that, as he does, and Kim Kardashian, Kanye's wife, spouse, mother of his children, decided to leak a phone conversation between Kanye and Taylor, because it turns out Kanye actually called Taylor before they released that song and told Taylor about those lines, right? So now everyone was like, whoa, Taylor's a snake. That's why for like a year, whenever Taylor would post anything, you would just see a bunch of snake emojis under everything. And apparently that took a bit of a toll on her. Like, you know, those snake emojis really got to her head. And then she disappeared for a year. You know, she disappeared for like a year. Nobody physically saw me for a year. And then she came out and she was, you know, she basically came after that whole period where she got accused of being a snake. She came back and she was like all Miss Badass, you know. She came out looking like, you know, when Madonna was going through her rebellious phase. That's where she went. She's like, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. You know, she's going through that badass phase that every female pop star seems to go through. Except for Rihanna. Rihanna was born like that, you know. Shout out to Rihanna. And, yeah, so everyone was like, yeah, look, Taylor's embracing it. She's embracing the snake imagery. She's amazing. And then, recently, the full phone conversation got leaked. It was a video of Kanye discussing that, you know, that phone call between him and Taylor, saying that, and it turns out that Kanye did tell Taylor about the song, but he didn't disclose the exact language that he was going to use. Like, he didn't mention that he was going to say, I made that bitch famous, you know? And I don't, and like, I think he did clear the line, I made her famous, but I think, you know, Taylor probably felt under the pump, and anyway, a bunch of shit happened. And look, I'm a fan of both Kanye and Taylor, and if you think for a second that Taylor Swift fans are going to cancel Kanye over this, Dude, Kanye gets cancelled every year, but he's gotten away with so much. He got away with the MAGA hat stuff, the slavery was a choice thing, you know? Dude, this shit just fucking bounces off his back. You can't take him down, because he's Kanye. Everyone knows he's fucking crazy, but I don't think Taylor would be Taylor without Kanye. Like, Kanye would be Kanye without Taylor. I think that's pretty obvious, you know? But if Kanye didn't do that shit to Taylor, would she have gone through her Madonna phase? Well, look what you made me do. You made me wear darker eyeliner, you know? That shit wouldn't have happened without Kanye. So it turns out Kanye made that bitch famous. Dude, he so did. And look, Kanye is Kanye. Kanye is fucking bipolar, crazy, you know? He's obviously, he's very clearly, like, I'm Kanye's biggest fan. Look, there's a fucking Yeezy hat right there, right? I'm one of Kanye's biggest fans. But it's real obvious that the dude is clearly out of his mind. He just also happens to be a genius, you know? He also happens to make really fucking good music. And he's going through a weird Christian phase at the moment, but, you know, who hasn't done that? It's still good music. Gospel is fucking dope, man. This is coming from me. I'm an atheist, man. But, like, I did grow up going to church. And there was, like, you know, a Filipino choir. And they weren't quite gospel, but, you know, it does, you know, I like the music. Not a big fan of the lyrics, which is how I feel about most gospel music, you know. Choirs just fucking sound dope. Yeah, and, you know, Jesus was pretty cool. So, regardless of what you think of Taylor and Kanye, I think we just let them... That's not what you should be focusing during this corona crisis, you know? What we should be focusing on is just self-isolating, staying at home, still work out, do some fucking yoga, and, you know, watch the footy. Footy's still on. At least we've got footy. There's a bit of comfort for you, Australians. I wouldn't want to know what would happen if footy gets cancelled, you know? That's a real panic. That's, you know, you thought the toilet paper shit was bad? Wait until footy gets cancelled. We're going to start fucking eating each other alive. But the whole point is that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the point of this is. What's the point of anything? You know, let's go nihilistic in this motherfucker. No, my point is just, you know, we're going to be fine. Just stay at home. Don't spread the corona around. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Check in on your grandma. You know, subscribe to OnlyFans. Support other artists and stuff that are broke and definitely going to die at the moment. You're going to be fine. Jerk off. You'll be fine. You know? I think that's it. It turns out when you're not going outside and interacting with people and, you know, there's not a whole lot going on, there's not much to talk about on a podcast. But look, this is a good time. Like, a lot of my comedian friends got fucked over by the comedy festival. They fucking lost a bunch of money, and most of them are pretty much were broke beforehand. Now they're even more broke. They were working towards something for a whole year, and it just got taken out from under them. So, you know, there's so many good Melbourne comedians, and they all have podcasts and shit. And you should listen to them as well. Support them. Give them a couple of clicks. Give them a couple of likes. Off the top of my head, I like, you know, the Fergus Neil, my mate, well, acquaintance. We're in the same group chat. A guy that I'm in a group chat with has a really good podcast that he does with Beat Magazine. He interviews a bunch of, like, really interesting people. I think in this lockdown, he's doing a podcast every day, which is really cool. And putting way more effort into it than me, aren't you, Fergus? So go check out his podcast, the Fergie Ferg Show, Fergus Neil. I don't know. I'll put a description in the link. I'll put a link in the description. And who else is there? There's Big Strong Cool. That's Zach Dyer's podcast. And there's I can't think of any others off the top of my head. Phone Hacks. I don't know. Just go fucking just support some people that, you know, they're trying their best. They're putting out content for you to consume while you're locked inside with your spouse that you don't want to talk to. You know? Just support someone. And wash your hands. Also, brush your teeth. You fucking pigs. All right. I'm going. See ya.